This podcast recorded before a live internet audience. To learn how to listen and watch live, visit tunein.alphageekradio.com.
You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
This is the Small Screen Spoiler Show, where we discuss and spoil your favorite television shows. So if you have not watched what we're discussing, you might want to come back later. This is your final
spoiler warning!
I got to warn you. You're doomed to stay. Go. Go.
That's right, folks. It is It is time for the Small Screen Spoiler Show, episode 20, or if you are so seasonally inclined, season 2, episode 2. I am, of course, your host, CJ. Don't bring a sword to a chainsaw fight. Boat. And that guy right over there, that guy right there, is, of course, Jared. Do something! As a veto.
So much shouting. Why is everyone shouting?
Do something!
Anything, really. We're going to do something. We're going to spoil some things.
Yeah, we are.
All the things.
Tonight's shows are, as I drink my delicious, delicious goodness, Gotham Season 2, Episode 2, Rise of the Villains, :, Heroes Reborn, Season 1, Episode 3, Under the Mask, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Season 3, Episode 1, Laws of Nashor.
Knock, knock, knocking on Colin's door.
Exactly. So, as I'm not going to forget to play them this time, we have introductions for Gotham from Daryl.
Freshly reinstated Jim Gordon investigates the inmate escape from Arkham Asylum in Knock Knock. Meanwhile, Galifianakis. Meanwhile, Galvatron plans his next move. The young Master Wayne delves deeper into his father's man cave, and Enigma asks Santa Claus out for a date.
I don't listen to these before the show. If it's not plainly obvious.
He didn't ask her out. He wussed out. And
yeah.
Argued with himself and threw a file folder at himself. Except not really. I don't know.
It's
threw
so
it
weird.
At a corner. That corner had it coming.
Yeah, exactly. Corner said anti-Semitic things about his mother or something.
Oh,
man. Oh, this episode. Gotham, man.
Gotham.
Seriously, where were you last season? This is freaking awesome.
Yes. Thank you for being awesome now. I'm so happy to have your awesomeness here with me. You're really making the other two shows look bad.
You really are. Well, one doesn't need any help, and one's a season premiere. We'll give it a break. All right.
We'll get to it.
Yes, exactly. So, wow, this episode. I was really thinking that they were going to go straight up, just straight out with the Suicide Squad bit. I still said it wrong. What the hell?
Suicide. Say it five times fast. Suicide Squad.
No.
Suicide Squad. You can do it.
Beer.
How about Maniacs? Can you say that?
Maniacs with an X.
to the X because they're extreme. Like the 90s was, back all over
I was
going to
say, what like what decade are we in, man?
It's fine. It's fine. It works.
Forgot to put up my, no, we're talking about Gotham thing. Sorry.
Oh, crap. Me too. Good call. Is that it?
Oh, no, yeah, that's nope, that's it. Heroes.
Nope, nope. nope. There it is.
There you go.
Last one's the charm.
Yeah, so Maniacs with maybe Joker and not quite anybody else.
Oh, he's definitely Joker. Yeah. Is there a question about him?
Well, there's a question if he is actual Joker or proto-Joker.
If he's proto-Joker, then they're just laying it on a little too thick.
See, because you don't really have... Because Joker doesn't have a name. So you have... unlike Riddler and Penguin, where you have names for these people, the Joker can be anybody. So
exactly.
Just because it's some crazy kid acting like every Joker ever... Doesn't mean that he is the Joker. It just could mean...
He's even rotating through all the different incantations of Joker.
All of them!
He did some Mark Hamill voice, he did a little Heath Ledger stuff, and then, you know, some classic Joker. Just filling it all in there. He covered all his bases.
Yes.
Just in case you're wondering if it's Joker or not. It's good. It's a joke.
I hope so. I like him. It's a good good villain.
He's an excellent villain.
So,
fantastic.
And I mean, it's everything you want in a Joker. It's, you know, psychotic and manic and crazy and amazing.
So crazy.
Don't
play him in Russian roulette.
No.
Somehow you will lose, even though it's roulette.
It's because it's the Joker and you can't kill the Joker. Because
he's the boss.
Yeah, go ahead and go through your notes. We'll start with your notes.
All right, well, since we're already talking about the Joker, he did the Mark Hamill voice.
Yeah, he did.
It made me geek out for a second there. It was fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I did it. He did it. It was well played, too.
It was.
He'd been practicing. He's been practicing, I could tell.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on that kid's head, man. More than Bruce Wayne, more than any of them. It, like, there's a lot of pressure on
him. So far, he's handling it.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Just keep it. He's got a whole season to go, though, so we'll see how he does.
Yeah.
And, hey, Bullock's girlfriend, she's still around.
Mm-hmm. Cute redhead, too. I'm like, yeah, all right, continuity. Awesome.
Yay, she's still there. You saved her from Scarecrow, and she didn't just disappear and never be spoken of again. You know, like engaged and stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Way to go.
Good for you. Until you go back to the police force. Then.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Let's see. Busload of cheerleaders.
Yep. Cheerleaders and save the day.
The cheerleaders and save the world. I mean, the day. Didn't light them on fire. I was almost kind of disappointed.
Yeah, right? I was like, how far are they going to go with this?
Are they going to go there? Are they going to... Oh,
and then the next scene. Okay. Then literally the next scene, they go there.
The next scene, like, oh, crap, now we're
going
to go there.
They're going there. They are definitely, definitely going there. Oh.
Hey, let's just... Gotham PD.
Everybody.
Bring the staff numbers down about 2/3.
Yeah. Anybody not intelligent enough to hide behind something or play dead.
Play dead.
I like that's how Nygma survived. Just play dead.
After he tackled Miss Kringle.
Of course.
Holy crap.
Oh, dude.
I was not ready for that. I don't understand how they can do this much stuff. And there's no way they can keep this pace going. I think it's just too intense.
Well, we said the same thing about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last year, and they didn't let up until like 75% through the season.
Maybe. It still felt like they had like some down moments there. This one's just like,
it certainly wasn't
moly.
Episode 1 or 2. It was at least like 6 or 7 before they had a down moment. So maybe Gotham is pulling strings from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. like we thought it was going to.
Maybe. Or maybe they're just doing things right. Have, like, actual real villains. Have, you know, dark, crazy tone, but with a splash of just weird and bizarre.
And, yeah. And still know, and making then, it a live-action dark cartoon, and that's, yes.
Have a little dark comedy in there, even.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing it right. They're hitting the notes. And then, was it... was it the beginning of this episode? Yeah, it was the beginning of this episode when Alfred busted up the computer, right?
No, was it the end?
Was it the end? See, I'm got like these two episodes flowed together so much. I can't remember where one ended and one began.
This really felt like it should have been a 2-hour season premiere. It just wasn't.
That's okay.
So I think it might have been this episode that he broke the computer because he was fired and rehired within like 24 hours. But okay,
which is good.
I wrote a note down.
Yeah,
I wrote a note down about this. You can't fire Alfred, not because of the comic thing, because he's your legal guardian.
Yeah, there's that whole thing.
Just because you happen to be paying, or your parents still happen to be paying him, does not mean anything. You cannot fire your legal guardian. You are 12.
Yeah, and they didn't drag it out or anything either, which I thought was nice. Because if this had been season one, that would have been drug out a few episodes and gotten annoying. But no, they just handled it. But the second he broke the computer, I wrote, Lucius Fox will fix it. And I was right.
It's good to know that they're already establishing that trope already.
The episode's not even halfway over. Oh, there he is. Called it. I called it.
Lucius. That's good. I like that actor. He's a good actor.
I know, I'm good too. Let's get lots of Lucius Fox. We need Lucius.
Yes.
Morgan Freeman before he was Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, right? He just kind of have a... if he was a little bit smoother, he could be a young Morgan Freeman. The only thing I disliked about the character, and this is going to sound really out of character for me, but are they turning Lucius Fox gay in this? Or was just this supposed to be some kind of weird parental... mentor love that he was speaking of?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm good with it being homosexual, but like in the Batman verse and regular and normal Batman, he has kids and a wife and stuff. If he's gay in the Gotham verse, cool, whatever, I'm for it. Just establish it and move on. Like,
I didn't get that vibe, but it might be. It's possible.
Yeah, like I said, I'm good either way, but I just need to establish it and move on. Don't drag this out.
and another note from that scene, please let Alfred talk weird Britishisms all the time, please.
Yes, so great. Oh my god.
I tucked him up like a kipper. I don't know what that means, but I don't think I want to know what that means. So I'm just going to say, yes, you can trust me. It's like, I don't understand 75% of what Alfred just said, but it was awesome.
So great.
I tucked him up like a kipper. What is a kipper? Well,
I think it's a fish or something. I don't know.
It is a fish. And I knew that much. And then he explained it, and I still didn't understand what he was saying. But
he's still awesome. So that's all
definitely a threat, whatever it was.
Yes.
And I didn't know the mayor was still around, so
yeah, it was weird seeing that guy still there and still hate
he's
his face.
He's got a box on his head with the spider.
Imagine spiders.
And how many of the pretend Suicide Squad is left now? Because
killed three.
One
of
got
them.
Killed at the bus, and then the crazy cannibal guy got shot by Proto Joker for stealing his joke.
Yes.
or stealing the punchline. It's like, man, they're running out of folks real
and
quick.
One was killed last episode, wasn't he?
Oh, that's right. One of the recruits. But he was never really an official member.
Yeah, so we're down three of them.
We got pretend Joker, or maybe the Joker.
You got Lady Deathstroke, Lady Deadshot, in the awesome black lady.
Yes. His sister somehow. I guess adopted or different.
Adopted
parent?
Or weird Gotham relationship.
it's possible. Seems legit. Whatever.
Then you have maybe Ben. And then Muscle Dude. Not quite Bane.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Muscle Dude. He's in there. I forgot about him.
Not quite Bane. and then the other two guys.
The other two guys are gone. They're dead. Sorry,
oh, yeah.
Guys.
So I think there's one other white coat guy left. One other, like, dude from Arkham left. And then there's freaky leader guy.
Yeah. The leader of the pack.
Leader of the pack.
The only other note I have is that an IV bag of blood in the Batcave? And why is that there?
It is. Still there? That's actually, one, that shit's expired. Don't put that into your body. Seriously.
It's been room temperature for
however long his father's been dead. Do not put that in your body. No. I watched this show called Adam Ruins Everything. It's a internet show made TV on True TV. And they went through what happens during a blood donation drive. And I learned, strangely enough, that blood expires after 6 months. So, throw that crap out.
Especially if it's been sitting at room temperature. Yes. Probably not good.
Or, not room temperature.
I mean, maybe it's cool in the Batcave. Caves may be pretty cool, but still.
He has a mainframe computer in there, so you have to keep it somewhat cooler. But
no,
still,
true. That's true.
I mean, don't put your father.
He does have a little mini server rack hanging out in there.
It makes sense because, if he's playing Proto-Batman, if he's playing Vigilante Man, we'll call him Owlman, and he gets the crap beat out of
taken.
Him. Oh, right. We'll call him Rat Dude.
Robin.
We'll call him Sparrow.
There you go.
It's the reason why, for some reason, Batman needs a Robin by his side and not
Day
another.
Feather or something.
Day Feather. Day Feather.
Wing.
Fear me, I am Day Feather. Daryl, make that happen. Make Day Feather a thing. So he needs to maybe give himself a blood transfusion if he loses too much blood for being shot or something like that. He is a doctor. Thomas Wayne was a doctor, so he knows how to do these things.
This is true. That's true. That's probably why he has a bag of blood just hanging out down there.
Yeah. Just don't put that in your system. Throw that out. Realize your father was a little bit insane, which is okay. It's all right. Then take it and throw it into the trash. Throw it into the bat trash.
That's all the episodic notes I have, but I just want to say I'm looking forward to episode 3. Like, Gotham's the show that I'm looking forward to now.
Yeah, I almost watched it this evening. I'm not going to lie. I'm sitting there, I'm watching it. I'm watching Fox, and it starts to come on. I'm like, I could watch this. I could sit and watch this and be happy. No, I can't, because no, I did this last season and it ruined me on a bunch of shows.
Yeah, that did happen.
All right, so I'm really, really, really liking this season so far. And the previews look very interesting. The one thing I'm gonna miss. I liked the Captain Commissioner lady. She was a great part of the show.
Yeah, she's good. I thought they were gonna have her around for a little longer.
Yeah, it seems they're fast-tracking him to commissioner. Like,
we're done with all that. Let's just rush everything. Faster, faster, faster. This isn't working.
Yeah.
Why was it? Oh, okay. It's fine. We still got to, 20 episodes left, though. I don't know what else you're going to do.
Right?
What are you going to do?
All right. So, take down the Batman and put up the Heroes Reborn. Under the Hood, which sounds like a Batman. It's a Batman thing, too. So, you know, there's that.
Under the Mask.
Under the Mask, right. Which is a luchador thing, because guy runs around in a mask.
I guess. Is that what they were getting at?
Yeah, that's what they were getting at, because they kept yelling at him to see who's under the mask, see who the hero is under the mask.
Which
I had high hopes for this show. I really had high hopes for this.
Yeah.
And it is definitely not living up to those hopes. I don't want to say high hopes. Yeah. I had hopes. I had hopes that it would revive the love that I had of season one and the like that I had of season two. And
erase the hate of season three and four.
Yes, and while it's not as bad as season three and four, let's call that what it is.
I wouldn't know.
This show's not great, guys.
Okay, yeah, it's really not. No, I mean, I came in with just kind of a mild curiosity. I had no expectations, and I don't know. I just, it feels very disjointed, and I'm not interested really in anybody's story. I didn't really even take any notes because there just wasn't anything interesting. The only notes I took were all about Kiko or whatever her name is with the katana.
Katana Tie Pants Girl.
Yeah, because her story is just so weird and wacky. There were lots of little notes to take because, yeah.
Very Japanese and weird.
Your friend is really lucky that he walked in right as they were walking by and told him everything he needed to know.
Yeah.
Exposition time. And then
exposition trope. Like, it's
like you were awkward and lucky.
Yeah.
Wow, you lost the sword fast.
Yeah. That did not go well for you, Kiko.
Sorry, Kiko.
I like Peter Pan's progression of powers. The kid.
Yeah, that he's learning how to use them. That's
yeah. That
his story is somewhat interesting.
Power set is the most interesting to me. Zachary Levi's character is he's the reason why I even watching this show. I'm not gonna lie. Like, he is the sole reason why I'm like, ooh, Zachary Levi's in Heroes. That's awesome. Let's go watch that. And his character, while not terrible, it needs a couple more episodes to flesh out, but this is only a 15-episode series. So you only have a certain amount of time.
Yeah, and they didn't do much with him other than, like, oh, he's a superpowers too, but they're just now showing up or something.
Yeah, he's an Evo as well, like, and he has the same Evo power as somebody else in something. There was somebody else in the first Heroes that, like, blew up and did a similar thing, and I remember that, and I'm like, we're already rehashing powers. Really? This is what we're doing.
There's only so many superpowers, I guess.
We are rehashing powers. And that made me a little sad. Noah, who was the best part of season or episode one and two, just nothing in this episode. Like, the memory loss thing is kind of dumb. And
kind of?
I really wish they wouldn't have done that. I saw that the Haitian who was my favorite character in all of Heroes, came back in episode one and two. I'm like, yes, he's back. This is awesome. Cool. Let's do that. Oh. Wait. What? And then even more in this episode, just more, wait. What? What's happening? I don't understand any of this. Why is this all so dumb? Quit being dumb, Heroes.
So who was the Haitian? Is that the one who tried to choke him and then he killed him?
Yeah, that was his power was memory replacement and memory erasing. He's the one who wiped his memory. This is what ruined season three, especially season three of Heroes. They had a question established in the premiere and took forever to answer that question. And as we've discussed on this show, I am not a huge fan of no description no progress towards the answer. If there is a question, there should be progress towards that in every episode. There was nothing in this other than Claire died in that hospital. But that was it. There's no progress towards the answer, and that is not okay.
He was there, and everyone's scared of him. And maybe they should be. I don't know. I don't know anything about his character previously.
He has no powers. He's a Evo hunter, basically. That was what he was before Heroes.
But he was like the antagonist in the original series, right?
Yes. Yeah. Him and the Haitian were the antagonists for Prilotec, which is, I think, a medicine company in real life or something.
So, yeah, just like establishing all these different questions and giving no answers.
Yeah. And I'm okay with a bunch of questions being asked, but there should be some progress.
What's with the invisible lady and the storm girl doing whatever they're doing in the Arctic? I mean, what's that about? And then what's his memory loss thing? And what's his mom freaking out about? And who's the guy with the suitcase and the pennies? And
where do I know that guy from?
I don't know.
Doesn't he look really familiar?
He does look familiar to me. I wonder if he was on Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul or something. Seems like some kind of random sleazebag that would show up there.
Yeah. I just keep looking at him like, that guy looks really familiar. And then the old tried and true car accident directly into the credits. Trope. Yay. Oh, wait. Well, I forgot to play.
I do character names and chapter introduction text like floating around and the stuff in the scene interacting with it. I do like that. That's about the one thing.
Because that keeps you in line in a ensemble cast. Hey, here's the thing.
IMDb doesn't really have a unique description for this week's episode of Heroes Rehashed, so I'm going to go with the images on that page for this episode and make things up as I go along. A generic Japanese video game character with killer sideburns and leather pants takes on some digital statues. In the real world, a man takes a pledge of allegiance against a destroyed car, while two people are confused by finding a toy dinosaur in a clearly space-obsessed kid's bedroom. And a larger drinking redhead picks up a brunette in a bar. And all of this because kids these days love video games, dinosaurs, and suggested lesbians.
I think he might have been reading episode 2 and not episode 3.
Yeah, that was episode 2. Hey, Daryl, I know you're not watching and paying attention, but the premiere was a 2-hour premiere, and it was episodes 1 and 2, and the one we're doing tonight is episode 3. So I understand your confusion. I'm confused as well, and I'm actually watching the show. So.
And as am I, and I watched all of Heroes and this. This is for those who listened last season... We kind of got this pretty early as well with another show that we dropped mid-season, Sleepy Hollow. By the way, watch the premiere of that. Still not digging it as much as I used to.
Sleepy Hollow's back?
Yeah, it's back.
Oh. Whoops. Missed that.
it's not as good as it was. No.
The finale of season 3 was good.
Yeah.
Like I finished it out just to finish it, and I was like, meh. Oh, wow, that finale was really good. I might actually check out the next one. But
It's not bad, but it's not as good as the last season's premiere with the Angel and the Whatnot. But that was a show that gave you lots of questions, never went anywhere towards the answers until, like, the last episode of the season. And they're like, oh, crap, we have to shove everything into one episode.
All the things.
All right, F Heroes. We'll keep watching
So what about the lady? The Steve Jobs of killing Evos?
Oh,
with her magic glasses.
Know. Yeah, she seems to have some kind of like Cerebro glasses. all right, I'm gonna go X-Men here for a second. She has Cerebro glasses that go on your head, and has a Colonel Stryker chamber in the back that extracts powers and digitizes them. And turns Cerebro glasses into weird Cyclops glasses. I'm confused.
Okay.
Because you have a mind reader later who apparently is strong enough to get the Haitian's power gone, and that turns those glasses into Cerebro. So hot Professor X, or you know, kind of Jean Grey-ish. Goes in with Steve Jobs / Colonel Stryker putting Cerebro on glasses, finds Dude, goes has his powers digitized, sending him to the digital world, and thus we have Digimon. It all goes together!
Hooray! By the way, we're going to go ahead and steal all of X-Men's themes as well.
Yes, all of
them. And carry on. And I looked at this guy, and he looks truly familiar because he is in all of the things. Like, he is a true working actor. He has been in everything.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Let's see, he's in. He was in True Blood, which I didn't watch, so you may recognize him from there if you watched that.
I did, but a lot of it while I was drunk and trying to do assorted things with Rachel because, well, that show was bad.
Yeah, I had no interest in that show.
So bad.
He's on The Mentalist, Heroes Reborn, Justified, The Walking Dead, two episodes of that, Medium, Infamous. Like, he's in all the things. Deadwood.
Who was he in Infamous?
Infamous. He was the patriarch.
Oh, cool. That's where I recognize the voice from.
And he's on Alias. Not that you watched that.
Nope.
And he was in the... Because
FJJ Abrams television shows.
And he was the priest in the Keanu Reeves version of Constantine.
Oh, right. There we go. Oh, that movie.
And also, yeah. I don't know. I didn't have any investment in...
I didn't. I actually
Constantine
got
at the time.
I got my Constantine
so
fix after.
That movie.
The only thing that I didn't like was because we were at Max Keanu Reeves at the time. that's the only thing I didn't like. Is I'm not a huge Keanu Reeves fan. I didn't particularly like him in The Matrix.
He was in Cell.
And so that was the only thing that I disliked about that. And I knew that he was supposed to be British. And why couldn't they just get a British dude to play him?
Yeah, I don't think I can ever go back after the show, though, because, man, that show was great. And I'm so sad it canceled.
Yeah, and because it's a Fox deal, nobody is ever going to get the rights ever. Ever. All right. Nope, that's Mr. Robot. Nope, that's Arrow. Nope, that's still Mr. Robot.
Still Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot, nope, Arrow. Better Call Saul, Daredevil. Better Call Saul, Daredevil. Man, how many you got? You may need to delete some of those, man.
Gotham again, Heroes, Arrow. All right, F this.
All right, Daryl, just look at my screen for the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Why
discussion.
Do I not have that on my thing anymore?
I don't know. It's in the folder, though. You can find it. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is back. Oh. I'm getting the vibe that you didn't enjoy this episode.
Daredevil, for some reason, has marked his shield on my thing. Why is Daredevil marked his shield? Delete that crap. I'm like, it says shield right there. Oh, wait. Because I'm an idiot. No, I didn't hate this episode. In fact, it had some of the best acting that I've seen in a long time. Like,
yeah, right?
Sims, man, just... I love Angry Sims. But wait, first, before we move on...
Hello, CJ, I haven't watched this one just yet, and I'm trying to avoid spoilers, so I'm going to just make this
God
up.
Damn it, Daryl.
Coulson is going to do something with the Inhuman team while trying to survive the aftershocks of last season's exciting finale, and it's also called Laws of Nature. Some guy at work said there was a big CGI guy too, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Speaking of Coulson, let me just go ahead and say this. Are you familiar with the MCU Phase 2 Star Wars connection?
Yes. Everybody has to lose a hand.
Everybody loses an arm. So that apparently applies to the television universe as well. Because, you know, Coulson lost an arm, hand, whatever. Nope, your face is gone. Nope, there it is. I just thought that was cool.
Yeah, no.
And I'm sure somebody got their hand chopped off in Agent Carter somewhere, too, probably.
Well, didn't... Lucy Lawless got her hand chopped off in season 2 of Shield.
Oh, that's right. So it's two hands chopped off in Shield.
Two hands! Bah-ha-ha! Yeah, no, I didn't hate this episode. It was I don't know what I was expecting with this.
No, I had no idea what to expect.
But I think I was expecting a little bit more than what was granted, but not in a terrible way. I was still excited. I saw Lash appear, and all last season I brought up Lash. Freaking Lash is on TV now. Yes.
What is Lash? Who is Lash? What is Lash? What is this?
The scary, spiky, inhuman guy.
Oh, okay. Let me go.
That is Lash.
Off the note of what is that thing?
That is Lash. Yes. I was looking forward to all last season. I was talking about, where's Lash? I want to see Lash. That guy's probably Lash. Where's Lash? There's Lash. Yes.
So he's an inhuman, I assume, right? He's not a Kree freak thing.
No, he's inhuman.
He was seemed to be very blue and somewhat indestructible. So I wasn't sure.
No, he is inhuman. He is one of the stronger ones. In the inhumans, clearly. There are two leaders. There's Black Bolt and Medusa, which you're not going to get in the TV show. If you do, I will be very surprised. And then
never say never. We got Matter Absorber Man or whatever.
Say Matter Eater Lad is in DC. Damn it!
I know. I just
Absorbing Man.
Absorbing Man.
Yes, okay, Absorbing Man.
There we go.
But you have those two, which are almost godlike in their powers. And then right below that, you have Reader, who was the blind teleporting guy. His powers weren't fully delved into in season one.
Before he got
or in season two, before
stabbed.
He got all killed and junk. And then you have Lash, who is almost as strong as Medusa.
Hmm.
And it makes me very happy to see him on screen, because he's a great villain in the Inhumans. He's really great. So yes, that made my night. I'm like, I saw Lash. I'm happy. I'm good.
I did enjoy that they made direct fourth wall reference to, Skye's name is now Daisy, and she's going by Daisy, but everybody, well, at least Coulson's having a hard time remembering to call her Daisy. And she got all the good lines this time.
Yeah,
what's
she
up
did.
With that?
Yeah, she did. Dr. Hottie McGambit Pants.
What?
Dr. Hottie McGambit Pants. Human Gambit.
Oh, him. Yes.
He's back and a doctor. For some reason.
I don't want to go with you. I don't have a real life. Oh, we're going to immediately change that. Sorry.
Yeah, right.
Welcome to the team.
Oh, man. All right, go for notes.
Going for notes. Skybox. Whee!
Yeah, right? That was weird.
New tech, man. That was awesome. Turn down the thingy, and this magical skybox flies out of the sky and scoops you up and shoots you up into the atmosphere. Because comic books.
Basically.
It's awesome, and I love the new plane.
Yes,
I love the new plane. I don't know where they got all these funds for all this new sweet tech that they have, but I'm glad they have it. Which they referenced.
Yes, they also referenced Age of Ultron. Like, they got Age of Ultron out and Ant-Man out real quick.
they're kind of jumpy after the whole dropping a city from the sky thing. Wachovia fell from the sky. Nobody's trusting aliens anymore.
Or banks.
They referenced the PIM.
The PIM disaster.
Disaster or something, I don't know.
And London.
Ant-Man check.
London. They name-dropped London.
I don't even remember
what
that.
What movie did I forget London got wrecked face on? Because I'm like, all right, in Avengers 1, New York got busted apart. In Avengers 2, Slakovia got busted apart. And also
and
Wakanda.
What's his face? Hulk and Iron Man were fighting in
Wakanda. That was Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Yep. That is meant to piss off the Black Panther.
right. Because he's going to be on the Iron Man side of Civil War.
For some reason. Though I don't think he's going to, but London, did like London get messed up in Winter Soldier?
He is, according to the promo materials.
Did Captain America Winter Soldier go to London? I'm confused. I pride myself on remembering useless knowledge, but yet London and the MCU just like completely
blank. No. Daryl can probably tell us.
I'm surprised
since
though
he
they
lives in London.
or something.
well, near London. Near. Way closer than you or me.
Yes.
At least. He lives on the island.
I was surprised they didn't mention Daredevil at all. That actually made me a little sad that they didn't even just like name drop him in the casual Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. way.
Yeah, give it some time. Give it some time. I'm sure he'll name drop at some point.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not expecting him to come, you know, ninjutsuing onto the screen, but just kind of a hey, did you see that weird devil guy in Hell's Kitchen? No, moving on.
Should we go pick that guy up? No, he's good.
We don't need another blind freak. Hey!
Da-doom ching.
All right, what next?
So episode MVP. Let's go ahead and talk about Fitz. Fitz, man.
Oh my Fitz. God.
Like every scene he was in was just, man, he was killing it. Showing
they didn't
up at
use
some
him that
weird
often,
drug,
like
renegade something.
Yeah.
Being in the Middle East, like throwing down.
Yeah, dude, like, he was like a badass in that.
Warlords
hell,
and stuff. Dang, Fitz. Holy crap.
I'm guessing, and this is just, of course, this is small screen theory show. I'm thinking he might be pumping the same stuff that Dr. Jekyll was. That's the only way that I can explain his weird, like, superpowers almost.
And I didn't even notice that May was gone until they mentioned it.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad about that.
Poor May.
It's like May's been on vacation. She never came back. It's like, oh, that's right. May has not been in this episode, has she? There's
yeah,
been a lot of other stuff going
on. I noticed that too. I'm like, there's a lot going on, but yeah, I felt like there was this weird nagging sensation. Like, there's something missing. May's on vacation. Oh, there.
And I figured he wouldn't show up right away. But I'm sure he'll show up at some point.
I don't care about
Ward. Won't let him die.
Let him die. Let him die.
Just let, what's his name? Hunter. No.
Yeah.
Just let him kill him. That'd be fine.
Australian Aaron Paul.
Yeah, that's the one.
Still looks like Aaron Paul to me. I had almost forgotten about the whole thing of what he did to Bobby until they brought it up, and I'm like, oh, right, that guy's a fuck. Kill him.
Oh yeah, the whole gun, and if you open the door, it's gonna shoot her, and she, you know, took it in the arm.
Oh, and
was also
man.
Tortured and etc.
Yeah, I'd almost forgotten about that, and I'm just like, cause it's been a long
time. Which is why she's working in the lab instead of going around beating the crap out of people like she normally does.
I was wondering about that when I first, again, it's been a while. Stuff has happened since,
Yeah, because I even wrote the note. I was like, Dr. Bobby? Question mark?
Oh, right. That guy needs to die.
You traded in your little sticks for a clipboard? What's going on? It'll beat him sticks.
Beat him sticks. All right, what next? What you got?
I don't think I have anything left.
All
right. I've got two notes left. First is a quote, you told him I was a teddy bear. Oh, it's, I don't know. I just like Mac. He's good. He's a good straight man.
Yes.
And the final note, so where is Simmons? Let's hear your theories, Mr. Comics Man.
She's on a Tillin. That's the Inhumans homeworld. Either that or she's on Spartax because Guardians of the Galaxy.
Because Guardians of the Galaxy. Sweet.
Because that's the only show that you can't legitimately pull in to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, hey, holy crap. Because it's a lot easier to have a silent walking tree or walking raccoon than it is to have Samuel L. Jackson on screen.
Or Chris Pratt. He's expensive these days.
Yeah. So, you know, you have two CGI characters that you can just have walk across the screen or interact with her. So you can easily have those two interact and have Groot save her from somebody. And because it's Groot, you already have all of the lines.
Yeah, you just got to pay, probably got to pay Vin Diesel just a little bit to let
a little
you
bit of money
play the,
to
replay
copy
those.
And paste his voice. I could do that in my Audacity right now. I could create a dubstep Groot if I wanted to. but yeah, I mean, it's either one of those two, either a tell-in for the Inhumans or possibly Spartax or someplace like that for Guardians of the Galaxy, but probably definitely tying into one of those two, because now you brought Cosmic into it. I said because in the preview for the next episode, which normally we don't discuss, they say she's on the other side of the universe.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't see that, so.
So, I normally don't, and that's all I'm saying, but that's the only thing that I could think of, is that she is, obviously she is on a different planet. You have to bring the cosmic people into it somehow.
Hmm. Cool. That makes me excited.
Yes.
Because I love the cosmic.
Yeah. Marvel Cosmic is some of the best cosmic. Like, because you have such a diverse power set that you can play with, and yeah, you're not just restricted to Earth.
Yeah, they kind of immediately clued to that with the color palette going on around.
Yeah, or, like
everything's
or she
blue,
could be
and then
on
the planets are yellow and orangish in the background floating around.
She could be on Kree. She could also be on the undiscovered.
Is Kree that desolate?
It's the MCU, dude.
Yeah, that's true. Anything.
It is. And there's also a possibility because they only showed one city on that planet that the Nova Corps is on.
Yeah.
Xandar.
Sorry.
So you could be there because you didn't see anything else.
I will bathe in Xandar's blood.
I've been watching the Guardians of the Galaxy TV show on Disney XD, and it's fantastic.
I may have watched all the clips on YouTube.
I mentioned it in management chat, and I'm like, I can hear Jazz Googling.
It's cool. I know everybody's backstory now.
Yeah, and I'm not going to get into it. I might do a small... for like what I did with Kimmy Schmidt last season.
A small screen spoiler show?
Well, yeah, make it my quote-unquote bonus show, just kind of go over some of the stuff that's going on in it. Not this week, because I have to get out of here in a few minutes, but...
Me too.
Here in the next couple of weeks, once there's more involved. If you're a fan of... Let's just put it this way. If you're a fan of Guardians of the Galaxy, one, you're going to love it. If you can get over the voices, because the voices are different, obviously, because Chris Pratt's expensive.
Yeah, except for Groot, he sounded pretty close.
Yeah, well, you just need a deep voice guy.
Just the guy from Lilo and the guy from Lilo and Stitch, the super deep voice guy.
I'm Groot.
You do have a little bit of continuity things because a dude died in Guardians of the Galaxy that is not dead in the show for some reason. That's all I'm going to say on that one. Todd Train motorcycle.
Okay.
So yeah, it's really good. It's really fun. There's three episodes out right now. The first and second episode are a hour long premiere, and then the third episode just came on Saturday. So not much up to catch up on. If you ever watch, and not you, you listener land, if you ever watched any of the Marvel Avengers cartoons, it's the same people doing that. So if you liked that, you'll like this. Guaranteed.
Sweet.
All right, so sweet. Now we are going to hang a lantern on it.
This week, since I haven't actually seen any of these episodes, I'm going to call back to Jared's request from last week and offer two tropes for the price of one. Hide your pregnancy is used when an actress gets pregnant, but their character isn't. Various methods are used to hide their condition. They wear a lot of black, they're shot from the chest up, and yes, they do tend to go behind a bar a lot, as in Age of Ultron. Friends had a great example where Courtney Cox's character was unable to get pregnant, leading to an adoption plot, but she was clearly eating for chew during the last couple of episodes. A similar trope is the written-in infirmity, where the same efforts are made to hide or incorporate an actor's injury. There are some pretty famous examples of this. In Raiders of the Lost Ark, Harrison Ford was suffering from food poisoning, so instead of a long and exciting sword and whip fight, he just pulled out his gun and shot the sucker. Luke Skywalker gets smacked around by a wampa to cover up injuries from a car accident, and recently in Django Unchained, Leonardo DiCaprio sliced open his hand while filming and was able to incorporate it into his performance. Quite impressive.
Brett, thanks, Sam.
Impressive, indeed.
And yeah, so that goes into what I was saying last week, where the written in barkeeper. So that kind of leads us into the final part of the show, where normally, oh wait, hold on, I have a spiel to read. If you want to submit your own segment, make it a minute and a half or less, send it via email, mp3 attachment to geekioshow@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voicemail, which I will almost always play, try and keep it short, 727-489-4335. We don't have challenge shows for each other this week. Like I said, I'm going to, in a couple of weeks, in 2 weeks probably, I'm going to give a half-season review of the Guardians of the Galaxy television show, and then...
yeah, and for me,
you got
Flash,
Arrow and Flash, and yeah.
Arrow season 3 are hitting the Netflix this week, so... Yep.
Got a month. Got a month before we are so inundated with stuff that we don't know what to do.
Oh, jeez. November is going to be rough, guys.
It really is. I mean, Fallout 4 is coming out. These shows are coming out. I don't know when the hell I'm going to have any time. Freaking Extra Life.
That's for a problem.
Right?
Good problems.
All right, folks. We're going to go ahead and wrap up then. A little bit under an hour, but it's all right. Short shows are okay. So.
No, it's good. Short shows is what this was originally planned to be, right?
Exactly. All right. Let me take a swig of water here first. Good radio, folks.
Glug.
All right, so you can reach us at via email, like I said, geekioshow@gmail.com. Twitter is geekioshow. Phone number for that 727-489-4335, 727-489-GEEK. Website is geek-io.net/spoilershow, and you can support us and all of our things that we do over at Patreon, patreon.com/gigayo.
Booyah.
What we got for titles?
So let's look at some show titles. Eh? We have Knock Knock Knocking on Colin's Door, Dayfeather, The Angel and the Whatnot, Dr. Hottie McGambit Pants, Trading Your Beat'em Sticks for a Clipboard, and Copy and Paste, Vin Diesel.
Indeed. And, by the way, Dayfeather. Totally. Absolutely. No way not going to be Dayfeather. that was the greatest thing.
Come on, there's got to be a synonym for wing. Right?
No, we're just sticking with Dayfeather.
I know, but it's been driving me crazy. Thesaurus, a go-go.
By the way, all right, folks, just as a heads up, we don't normally on this show do cross-promotion to our other show, but this Thursday, October 8th, I should know that because my daughter's birthday is the 10th, we are doing our Swinter Movie Smackdown for 2015 /2016. So come check that out, geek-io.net/live at 10 p.m. Eastern. Got me, Jazz, Raul, Dale, Mara is back in it, the winner of the summer with dinosaurs. and one other person, and maybe a host. Don't know yet. I should probably figure that out. But yes, this Thursday, October 8th at 10 p.m. Eastern.
And bonus, guess what's listed as a synonym of wing?
What?
Feather. Also airfoil. And
day airfoil.
And pinion, which I've never heard that word
pinion
before.
Yeah, I've heard of pinion.
P-I-N-I-O-N?
Yes. Between wanting to be a zoologist growing up and also there's a bunch of cards in Magic referencing pinions.
Day airfoil.
Day airfoil.
We'll leave day feather. Day feather's good. It's got a better sound.
Day feather.
Neck chuck.
Enoch chuck.
I don't know. For some reason, I'm picturing a flying Apache chief. I don't know why.
Oh, God damn it. All right, folks. before Jazz gets me any more not able to operate, we will see you next week on Small Screen Spoiler Show. Bye.
Bye.
FMA Geek.io Production. Copyright 2015. Geek.io. Geek in, geek out.
Thank you. What's that?